protecting bees when those California almonds start blooming soon. One way to start is reducing drift. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Josette Lewis is Chief Scientific Officer, Almond Board of California.
You want to make sure that you mitigate drift, which can go on to maybe flowering plants adjacent to the orchard that bees might visit, and also to make sure that you don't directly spray the beehives that are present usually at the ends of orchards. So when applying a fungicide at night, make sure to turn off the nozzles as you come to the end of the rows that have the hives on it, and make sure you're not applying pesticides near flowering plants that might be outside the orchard or sources of water, whether they are puddles or naturally occurring water, irrigation canals that might fill up during the winter. In all those cases, you want to make sure you don't get pesticide drift onto water supplies, because bees require water just like people, and they will be visiting those and can get exposed. Specifically for the bucket that is often placed next to the hives as a water source to keep the bees close into the orchard.
She said you want to make sure there's a clear agreement between the grower, the pesticide applicator, and the beekeeper
as to who is going to cover and remove that bucket when the pesticide is applied, and then put fresh, clean water back the next day.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.